Yo, what's happening? Welcome to Grown Man-ish Podcast. I am Mike James with me.
It's the Beige Rage at its finest, Bow Tie Fresh. What's going down with y'all?
Oh, man, what's going on, Jesse? You know, speaking of Beige Rage, man, let's get into it, man. Yo, Chris Rock made the joke about Jesse, about the joke he made.
Yeah, waste of light skin.
Waste of light skin and curly hair. He said, my curl be out of here. Nigga, I thought that was genius, man. I was rolling.
Shit, I'm sitting here trying to figure out, okay, who Chris Rock needs to put me in touch with some of these, because we ain't going to waste my light skin and curly hair. Hey, put me on, Chris Rock.
Hey, you was talking in a group chat. What did you say? Somebody say you look like Marlon Wayans?
Oh, no. That was our guy, Mike Jack.
Damn, he don't look nothing like Marlon Wayans.
That's what I said, man. He don't look shit like Marlon Wayans. Nah, man. Four different people yesterday, Kyle said I look like John Legend. And I'm like, there is no resemblance except the fact that we both light skin with like mini curly froze or, you know, whatever you want to call it. I don't know, but there's no resemblance there at all. But the crazy thing is, like, you would assume it's individuals that are not minorities. Man, two of them one was a black woman and one was a black dude. The black dude was like, you know how Key and Peele had like the black Republicans on their show? Man, he had on like the black Republican fit, and he had this like weird laugh when he said it. I mean, it was like a loud, awkward laugh, and was like, okay. And I was like, nah. So I wish I had his voice and his money. He was like, oh, you can't sing? And I was like, nah. Oh, like, what am I singing and shucking and jiving type nigga? What is this?
That nigga sound like he thought you was cute.
Yeah, man. I got called back on John Legend four times in one day. I'm like, what the hell? How does this happen?
Oh man, that's crazy.
Yeah, oh, bro. Hey, so somebody hit me up with Chris Rock on Twitter or something, because if that's all it takes to get by in Hollywood, hey, somebody need to put your boy on.
Hey man, I guess I can manage you, man. You can be Beige Rage. I gotta calm yourself down, man. But since we've been gone, man, you know, Jesse, you know, the charges got dropped. So Nigerian full force is no longer, man. I'm disappointed, man. So for our Nigerian brothers and sisters, Nigerian full force. I mean, if you're Nigerian full force, and you know them niggas were swole. Do you tell the world that Jesse didn't get one off on you? That would be, if I'm Nigerian full force, you ain't gonna say, Jesse got one off on me. Like he washed me up in a fight. You know what I'm saying? Before I allegedly put the bleach in the noose on him, I gotta tell my story. And then that story ain't gonna just my dog. Jesse, you didn't get nothing off, dog. Then you just laid there. You know what I'm saying? There's no way I'm going to let Jesse say he got one off on me.
So you think Nigerian full force might start making the rounds? You know, they'll end up on, you know, to the Today Show, Good Morning America, Ellen.
Hold on. Let's get there. Number one, Nigerian full force ain't that important to be there. Nigerian full force might be on Sister Circle. And I'm going to keep it real. Nigerian full force might hit us up on Twitter. Like, yo, can we come on the podcast? Like, yeah, all right, Nigerian full force. I'm going to ask some hard-hitting-ass questions. I ain't going to stop. You know what I'm saying? But,
might have a daggone situation with your girl and R. Kelly. You out here asking the hard hitting questions.
Oh, yeah, what she say? Yeah, you know, yeah, play like this. Nigerian full force ain't gonna run up on me. Stan, number one, I'm gonna have that thing on me, and number two, I'm blind. I got at least I'm gonna have a spray bottle of Beijing to blind somebody. You ain't gonna run up on me like
Robert. He said that spray bottle of Beijing.
Hey, I bet you Beijing burn the eyes.
You know it does.
Ask him. We need to get in Carlos Boozer. He is a Beijing champ. Let me see what he said.
Right.
I bet you if you hit up Booze on Twitter and ask that, I bet that nigga will block you or cuss you out. Threaten bodily harm.
I was going to say, I can see Booze threaten bodily harm on you. His Beige Rage would act up on him.
Yeah, man.
And he Alaskan too? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He got something to prove.
Hey, man. So I was on Twitter the other day, and I'm just perusing because, you know, and I'll talk about it. This has been a rough week for Mike J. I mean, but I was perusing, and I was like, oh, man, RIP Mr. Marcus. I was like, oh, shit. Damn, the legend? Yo, so I was just like, all right. So I was like, before I hit the group chat, let me do some Googling, right? You know, I go on the search thing, put in Mr. Marcus, and this dude was like, oh, no. I forgot the dude's name, but I'm meeting this on Twitter. He's like, oh, no, not Tim's on the neck. backwards hat while hitting his ass like Mr. Marcus, RIP to God. Man, I was wild.
Wow.
Dog, I needed that laugh after this week, man. But that was crazy, man. So is it true?
Is Mr. Marcus there?
He tweeted the other day that said he said he's still here. So,
hey man, so what's up with all these cats? So I saw a story that quote unquote the Tech N9ne was killed or dead or something
it's
like
two,
that.
It's two
and
Tech
apparently N9ne. That's what I'm gonna say. So it's not necessarily, it wasn't the Tech N9ne that everybody knows, it was this other Tech N9ne.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, that really can kinda get some things, be a hairy situation. You know what I'm saying? Like you out here saying boys is dead.
Yeah, it's one Tech N9ne is a battle rapper. That's the one who died. The other Tech N9ne is from Strange Music, the one who's been doing all that independent stuff, man. He's definitely an inspiration. But now, that's what I first thought. I was like, oh, damn, Tech N9ne died? Because the Tech N9ne is like, you know, he's like in, I think, damn near 50. But it was the other Tech N9ne, man. But the crazy part about the other Tech N9ne that died, he died the day before he was going to be brought up on charges of, like, child pornography and all this other stuff. So, you know, it's weird to talk about the dead in that way, but it was just like, man, did he kill himself or is dying of sleep? I don't know, but that was just weird to hear that. So, you know, I ain't the type of person to throw shots at people who are dead. I ain't Trump. But, you know, that's that's crazy, man. All right, man.
Or them cats coming from Michael Jackson.
Wade and the little dude.
Hey, man. Hey, before we start navigating through the show, man, I want to give two shout outs, man. So I want to say happy birthday to my stepdad, Cap, man. Cap had a birthday this week, man, and you know had a good little time, and you know went out to dinner and all that type of stuff. But definitely a big shout out to him, man. And then also a shout out to my stepmom, who had her first cancer surgery yesterday. It was a success. She done really well, and you know she is recovering strong. So you know, once again, fuck cancer. Shout out to my stepmom for her strength and weathering another storm and putting her other foot in cancer's ass, and we about to defeat it. So shout out to both of them for this week, man. You know, it's been a week of ups and downs for your boy Bowtie Fresh. I also lost an aunt this week. So, you know, all y'all out there, just you know, pray for your boy Bowtie Fresh and his family. And, you know, our services are on Monday. So it's been a crazy up and down last couple of weeks for your boy Bowtie Fresh. So I apologize, Bowtie Fresh kind of stifled the recording last week, but hopefully you guys understand with things that are going on. You know, we, Mike J and I are both human and have a lot going on, and you know, when tragedy strikes, you know, we only got one family, so you got to try to, you know, take care of that first. But we back in the building, y'all are our other family, and we appreciate all the love and support. But like I said, shout out to Cap and shout out to my stepmom, you know, for some milestones in their lives this week.
Shout out to Cap and your stepmom, but shout out to Cap, you know, aka Ray Ray from South Central. If you ever meet Cap, I'm like, oh damn, is that Ray Ray from South Central? That's not that, man. So like I said, always fuck cancer, man. So like I said, this week's been tough, and we'll talk about it later in the show, man. It's just like beyond like the dealing with extra mail and stuff I've been dealing with at my POE, but it's been crazy. But let's get, hey man, I really don't have that much damn Trump news this week, man.
That's a good thing.
It's revving. It's revving up. You know, he just probably was on executive time. But yo, did you see that thing he had with Joe Biden? You know, Joe Biden had that incident. The young lady said he got too close, and he got on there and apologized. You know, apologized a few times. So then Trump tweeted out a video, you know, of like an old Joe Biden pick on the new Joe Biden. So, you know, somebody doctored up some footage, and the president of the United States, he tweeted this out. I'm like, yo, you ain't got nothing else better to do. Like, yo, I know you got executive time, but damn. I mean, you would think you should be like, you know, maybe making sure your toupee stays on your head, or making sure you pay off everybody in the Mueller report and all this type of stuff. But no. This man actually tweets a damn video talking about Joe Biden. It's crazy, man. It's every week, it's always something. But, you know, I don't know. I think every time we record this, it's always some damn Trump news pops up later. So I honestly don't have that much about Trumpito this week, man. And I feel damn good about it.
Hey, I was going to say, shout out to our boy Ray Day, who gave us some breaking news right before we got on the air. Apparently, you know, the y'all's president is going to be in my state, in the NAP, for the NRA convention. So he's going to be in Indianapolis, Indiana for the NRA convention. So his punk ass partner in crime, Mike Pence, was just here yesterday. So it's kind of getting on my damn nerves that both of these little incestual bastards are invading my damn state. But you know, I'll give them the proper welcoming, you know, as they come in too. You know, I ain't trying to get picked off by those snipers or whatnot, but at the same time, they will get the finger, the middle.
Shout out to Anthony Davis for giving that fan the finger too. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Hey man, but yeah,
I'm not here for them, but yeah. Not looking forward to that coming through my city, but yeah, it is what it is. Can't nothing I can do about it.
Like I said, man, the city is gonna be like filled with you know, big containers of mayonnaise and MAGA hats. You know, which I seen in abundance yesterday when I was at work. There's nothing worse than dealing with somebody with a MAGA hat looking at you like you stupid. And I'm like, no, you're stupid. I have 2 degrees. You have nothing. But, you know, this is the same. All right, man. So let's get to the Mayo, man. So Bowtie sent me this, man. So it was a Six Flags in Texas. They didn't hire two young brothers, man. Bowtie, tell everybody about the two young brothers, man.
Yeah, man. So as Mike J said, pretty much Six Flags denied these two young brothers employment. Because of their hair, because of their hairstyle. So one brother, one young man had dreads, but it wasn't like, you know, like they were unkept or anything like that. Very well maintained, kept dreads from the pictures that they showed or whatnot. And I mean, it wasn't like it was like down to his ankles or anything. And even if it was, that's no reason to decline somebody, you know, the opportunity to work. But the other young man, he all he had was his hair kind of like pulled back into a ponytail. It was down probably to like the middle of his back or whatnot, but you know, it wasn't dreaded or anything like that. It was just like in a ponytail. So it's like crazy to me that individuals who are neat, clean, you know, seem are presentable. They presented themselves, you know, as young, professional young men at these interviews. And just because of their hair, they are unable to be employed by Six Flags. Number two, what the fuck is people at Six Flags doing besides starting and stopping the damn rides? Yeah. It's not like, you know what I mean? It shouldn't come down to that. And I'm not saying, I'm not putting, you know, making one job more important than the other or anything like that. But if they're saying that you can't work there because of your hair, I mean, it's not like you're really doing anything crazy that's going to be like, oh, you know, your hair is going to cause an issue. What, their hair going to get caught in the machine or something? And if that's the case, they know the risks. They can put their hair up in a hat or, you know, whatever the case may be. So, you know, Six Flags, you kind of lost a little bit on me. I wasn't a big Six Flags person anyway, but y'all kind of lost me on that one a little bit. Now, I'm not going to be, you know, all in the cancel culture and cancel Six Flags and all that. That's not who Bowtie Fresh is. But I am going to kind of take a second look at, you know, look at Six Flags and kind of like, I don't know if they're really here for the people or whatnot. You know, just left a bad taste in your mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, no doubt, man. I definitely I felt the same way, man. It's just like, it'd be, you know, like you do, you know, to get on your points. Now I could see they were like food jobs or something like that, but homie with the ponytail, hell, I was jealous. I'm like, damn, I didn't turn 37. Hell, I wish I could have a ponytail, a hoop earring, a silk shirt, and some slacks. You know, I'd be living a life. Be like, you know, my man on the end of the Temptation movie who had the ponytail. I wish I could have a long ponytail like that, man. But obviously, I can't get the long ponytail, but yeah, it makes you think like, damn, what other type of discriminatory ways you looking not to hire young people of color? So Six Flags, man, y'all don't get the Twizzler because, you know, y'all just get a lot of damn mayo. So it's just,
yeah.
I'm one of those people like, I don't have to go to Six Flags. It's not like I'm saying cancel. It's more like, if it's a choice between this and somewhere else, I'll probably, let's just go somewhere else. Because, you know,
I'm Cedar Point all the way. Yeah. I'm a Cedar Point fan. So, you know, Cedar Point and a lot of people don't realize, you know, and it's probably just because of my geographic location or whatnot, but that Kentucky Kingdom ain't bad either, man. So, you know, Six Flags, y'all, y'all might not be the first option. Let's just say that.
Hey,
but hey, man, I wanted to put a little funny out there. We talked about this in our group chat. But I'm gonna give some mayo to the people who make the mayo. I'm giving it right back to them, man. Oh. I'm giving Heinz, the Heinz organization, the damn mayo, man. We talked about this in the group chat, man. But they have out with something known as Cranch.
Cranch, okay. Yeah. I thought it was Raychuck. What was the last one?
I can't remember what the last one was. Mayo Chuck.
Maychub,
yeah. But they have officially come out with Cranch. And for those who don't know, that is a ketchup ranch mixture. So y'all will probably start seeing that on your shelves, you know, in your local grocery store, wherever you shop at, coming soon from Heinz. So, you know, I know people like ranch and mayo and all that, but when you start going in with the serious combos, and when I saw it on Twitter, I thought it was kind of funny. And, you know, I started looking at the comments, because a lot of times the comments really make the post.
Yeah.
I started looking at the comments, and a lot of people were like, oh, my goodness. But to see the full support that people were giving Cranch.
Hey, man.
I mean, people were giving Cranch this support like they gave Trump. Like, they, you know what I mean? It was just
it's
like.
It's in their damn bodies and souls, man. Like, but, I told y'all before. Here's, go ahead.
I was going to say, here's the thing, though, bro. Like, it wasn't all our Caucasian brethren and sisters. It was a lot of minorities on there talking about, oh yeah, y'all don't mix.
Man, that, whatever, dog.
That's people were talking about dipping French fries. He said Russian bots.
That's
people
Russian
were talking
bots,
about dipping French fries and all kinds of stuff in the Cranch, man. So apparently, the Cranch combo is going to be a big seller. So I'm shooting it back at Heinz this week, man. Heinz, y'all gonna get y'all's own Cranchy mayo, right? Back at you.
Hey, man. But also, one more thing in the mail. You know, we talked to our last show. We talked about that college admission scandal. Man, why was the damn our Caucasian brothers and sisters having Lori Loughlin, a.k.a. Uncle Becky, Aunt Becky from Full House, sign autographs as she was going into court?
Oh, man.
Like, I didn't see that. so you wanted somebody who committed fraud? And it's not even a fraud about trying to pay to get the kid in. The fraud that she was using, saying that money allegedly was from was supposed to be from a tax-exempt organizations, like, you know, stuff to help people. But then she's out here using it to, you know, to fund her child that can't cut it at USC. And then you out here trying to sign autographs. But then if it's somebody that gets picked up for $1,000 for something like the smallest of crimes, you want people to get the book thrown at them, man. So it's crazy, man. It's just that it's that privilege that equals the mayo. So that's why we always talk about the mayo. But the Cranch stuff is just, it's a lot of Russian bots out here. I refuse our people. Like, oh, it's rolling like that. And I'm not one of people who's like, oh, I don't like mayonnaise. It's not like, I mean, I like potato salad. I like, you know, different things.
I can't stand mayonnaise.
I mean, literally.
Those who know both Ty Fresh, I cannot stand mayonnaise.
It's not like one of those things. It's like, I'm like, yo, let me get the mayo. But she's like, somebody's like, oh, I got some potato salad and mustard, the other kind. It's cool. I like a deviled egg. You know, I ain't tripping. But it ain't like, it ain't my go-to condiment. Put it like that. It ain't like how when I was in at McDonald's that time, like, can I have a little bit more, a little mayo on my sandwich? I was like, oh, my God. She got mayo on a quarter pounder, bro.
Ew.
It's like, all right.
That's trifling.
It's like, all right, you know, whatever. But this is, you know, like I said, man, a lot of Russian bots with people of color. But, man, I want to get to the Twitter, man. This is something that's crazy. This goes out to Brian Reaney. So years ago, there was a young man. He, I think he was in Ohio. He's like 6 years old, went missing. So this cat, Brian Reaney, goes there and says that he's the missing kid. So they do a DNA test, and of course, it's not him. What type of sociopath?
What kind of idiot?
Dog. So it's this. I'm gonna give him. I'm both. I'm gonna let you give the Twizzler.
Why would you? Why? I mean, I got questions.
Oh,
like, what would even possess you to even do something like that?
I read was he had. Well, like,
where would that come from?
But I'm thinking like, yo, of all things, like, yo, I'm, you know, they ain't gonna know it's you. Even if they hadn't seen you like 8 years or something like that, you know, your family gonna know. You know.
Right, something so, right.
Yeah, man.
But still, I'm wondering was he hoping to kind of, you know, like if he had a criminal record to get, you know, like expunged or start a new life or something like that. Like, I mean, you went through a whole lot of trouble to do this shit. Like, yeah. And it was dumb as hell.
So according, I'm looking at CBS News. This is where I found the story. The kid was from LA. Timothy Pitson was the original kid. He disappeared like 8 years ago. He's from Illinois. And next thing you know, this guy was found in Newport, Kentucky, which, you know, it's a nice little far away. It was saying that he was a missing kid that he had gone missing in 2011, and he had escaped his kidnappers. Because to go back further on the story, the kid that's missing, his mother was found dead, and he was found missing. So,
oh my goodness!
Yeah, so he did.
That's even more vile. Like,
yeah, man. So and the guy who was getting the Twizzler, and we're not giving him a Twizzler because he has a criminal record. That's not how we roll. But it's just more like,
he getting the Twizzler just because you was a dumbass to do some stuff like that. You mess with that daggone family, you know, they they thinking, oh man, maybe this is our love one or whatnot. Here you go with this bullshit.
Yeah, how did you even go? What type of research were you doing? Like, oh, I am him. Like, that's his
right.
That's his weirdo behavior, man. So, Bowtie, go ahead and give Mr. Rainey the Twizzler.
He's just gonna get that basic, worthless, stale bullshit ass Twizzler. That's what he can get. Like, you don't even deserve any fancy Twizzler that we could give out. You just get that basic, stale ass Twizzler, like the one you gonna get when you're in the damn clink. I don't know if charges are being filed, but I mean. Hell, that's just damn trifling. You got to be a true sociopath or some stuff like that.
Hey, let me ask you this, and we can get into it. Like, it's one tools I want to ask you about, and something else I want to pop up later on the show to kind of break it up. So, let me see. Did you hear that stuff going on with August Alsina?
Oh yeah, August Alsina allegedly coming out talking about him and Jada Pinkett Smith had an affair.
As a man, bro, if you're trying to, I mean, did you get August the Twizzler? Because I want to hear you, because we haven't talked about this, and it wasn't on the outline, but I'm just curious your thoughts.
Do I give him the Twizzler? I don't know. Like, I guess like, you could give him a Twizzler for trying to, you know, clout chase. He just came out with a new album, and, you know, maybe this was something, cause he hadn't been in the news or, you know, anywhere in a little while, so maybe this was something to try to get a little bit of push or pub, so I could probably give him a Twizzler for clout chasing, but, I mean, yeah. I don't know. I didn't really think much of it just because of all the things that you've heard previously. Again, allegedly, I don't know if any of it's true or not, but just with Jada and Will and their marriage and relationship and having open marriages and, you know, being allowed to do different stuff, to me, it wasn't news. It was like, oh, okay, this was probably just somebody that, you know, she fucked in their open relationship. You know what I mean? I didn't think much of it. Yeah. I mean, I guess you could say he's kind of snitching or, you know, being a hoe for coming out and breaking man code, you know, all that type of stuff. I mean, I guess I didn't think much of it. I will say that I did listen to his album, though, and it is pretty dope. I mean, I give him that. Album's pretty dope.
I guess he got that inspiration, man. I guess he watched, Set It Off. What's the movie when a nigga from New Jack City was knocking off Jada Pinkett on the damn Jason's Lyric.
Jason's Lyric
and went back to the caveats of his mind and went crazy. I don't know. I just thought it was like sucker-like behavior, man. And this week, the internet had a lot of sucker-like behaviors. I guess I don't tolerate it.
I wouldn't give him the Twitter.
It was more like, even if you did, was hitting it on the low, bro. You messing up for yourself, because if you was hitting it, you really ain't going to be able to hit it. Even if her and Will allegedly had a relationship, right? He ain't going to be like, who was you with? I was with some A-list Hollywood star. Who was you with? August Alsina. Bitch, are you out your motherfucking mind? You been fucking nigga who ain't had a hit in 5 years. Next thing you know, you're going to say you're going to fuck Lloyd. You know what I'm saying? This,
like, oh, damn.
I'm just saying. And, like,
Lloyd's new work was pretty solid too, bro.
Solid, nigga. I'm talking about, you know, nigga, I'm at the red table. We got a show on Facebook and we're jumping out of damn planes. If we're going to have an open relationship, damn, don't bring no damn August Alsina up in here. You better bring, I would say bring Usher, but you don't know. You might not want to come after that, allegedly.
Uh-oh.
You might, I don't know, dog. You might
have a little something left behind.
Yeah. What they say on girlfriends, your boyfriend had a little something left on the paintbrush.
Allegedly.
I know. You ever see somebody got a mole on their face, especially who are Caucasian, look like an old, just like a piece of sausage on a pizza? Like,
it's a man random.
No, I'm just talking about that's how the herpes stuff
is. Oh, yeah.
No. Like, yo, I haven't seen people like that. It's mad nasty.
Yikes.
When we had a lady at other place I used to work at, and she, like, number one, just kind of this damn hair, these damn bumps just start pop up like every 6 months. And they'd be like, damn, somebody made a mistake in life. And I was dying every time I saw her. Like, come up with this butt, you know, pop out, man. So that's crazy, man. But shout out to people with STDs. You know, there's a lot of stuff y'all get taken care of, and give yourself a hug, and one day love will find you. Hey, man, so
he said one day love will find you.
Hey, man, so, you know, it's our March Madness thing going on, so we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. So, like I said before, the winner, I will hit you up. You send me your address and your size. I will send you a grown man's T-shirt that no one has seen. I haven't even made it yet. I mean, I've created, but I don't even have one. So, definitely out there. So, Final Four time, dog. Who you got, Auburn or Virginia?
Just because of the wave they've been riding, I'm going to go with Auburn, man. They've been playing some good-ass basketball, so I'm going to roll with them.
I was a little salty that, you know, Auburn ran my Tar Heels off the damn court. But them cats hit like 11 threes in the second half. I mean, you can't do nothing about that. It was busting them threes. And I don't like the way Virginia plays. I don't like that slow-down type of basketball where you're walking it up and you winning like 53-49. To me, that's like high school. But who you got, Texas Tech, Michigan State?
I'm rolling with Texas Tech. I was telling people about Texas Tech even before the tournament started, just to watch out for them. So I'm going to go with Texas Tech.
Oh, man, the homie Kat going to want to cut you.
Yeah, she is. She's going to come for me on Twitter. Yeah, I know.
She is. Michigan State to the core, man. So you got Auburn and Texas. Who you got for your winner?
I got Auburn winning it, man.
All right.
I got Auburn winning. I'm going to take Auburn winning it, and I'm going to go 85-83. No, I'm going to go 85-80. 85-80 Auburn.
All right, man. So, like I said, after next week's show, we'll sit back. We will announce the winner. And as soon as I got a busy week next week. But I will definitely send you a shirt off at ASAP, and you will have it. And hopefully you represent the brand. All right, man. So, I was reading something on the NBA the other day, man. They was talking about these rumors of KD going to the Knicks is a done deal. Do you think KD can handle the media scrutiny in New York?
See, that's exactly what I was going to say. Like, I think he could go to the Knicks and thrive. I don't mind the Knicks roster that they have. They've got a solid little roster.
Oh. You speaking of somebody whose team has won like 19 and 22 games, right? So of course.
Y'all
in the same boat. Misery loves company. That's like a dude who loves fat women and a 500 pounder come. Like, shoot, I don't mind. I guess not, nigga. You got a fat bitch. You know what I'm saying? So of course you don't mind a team is like 15. They won like 15
this
games on the standard roster. But continue.
This guy. We're not going to talk about your team and when they were supposed to be championship material still being substandard. We're not going to talk about it.
Ain't our fault that we had to whoop some fans' ass. We didn't have the NBA cheating for us either. Or the nigga get caught for gambling and disappear for 18 months and black-ass, yellow-ass come back. I'm back. Nigga, you don't get your patent leather skin ass up out of here, nigga. What am I thinking about you? Go ahead and stop the jeans and get the fuck up out of here.
Mike. Oh, man.
Yeah, man. So, do you think KD can handle it, man?
I don't know. I don't think KD can handle the media scrutiny. I really don't. I mean, you could say that he's had some media scrutiny, when he, was a turncoat and went to the Warriors and, blah, blah, blah. You could say all that type of stuff. But it's a different level when you're playing in New York and when you're playing in L.A. But when you're playing in New York, man, that's a different level. You know, there's expectations, and you know what I'm saying? Even if he comes there with as talented as he is, as great of a player as he is, when he gets there, they're going to immediately expect winning. And, you know, if that doesn't happen, or if he has a piss-poor attitude, or, you know, if he goes Albert Hainsworth and gets the money and just is like, I'm here, whatever the case may be, it's going to follow him. It's going to be hell. And I don't know if he's ready for that. I don't know if he can handle that. You know what I'm saying? Now, like basketball wise, hell yeah, he's a baller. I mean, you can't take nothing away from him on the court. And then you got a young Kevin Knox there. DSJ is there. You know what I mean? I think Moutier is a solid little point guard. You know, DeAndre Jordan is kind of on the end of, maybe the end of his career. You know what I'm saying? Not quite at his peak anymore, but still serviceable. Like they got a decent little squad they could put around him. Now I'm sure that they would probably go after another high profile guy to team with him, but It'll be his team. I don't care who you put with him. You put Kyrie there or, even if you put Kawhi there or whatever, that's going to be Durant's team, period. So, I mean, I just don't know. I don't know if he's ready for that, in my opinion. What about you?
Man, I think, like, the media, because it's a lot of extra stuff to put on him. And, like, he'd be, like, going back and forth now. Golden State, even though the Bay Area is a huge market, man, but like you said, that every day. And it's not even the national people. It's the beat reporters that would be on you. Every single day, he would have to have like another A-list star, and then they'd have to get a high lottery pick. I mean, I think they have a good coach. I think Fizdale's a good coach, but I think it would be a lot. It would be better for him, honestly, to go to Brooklyn because they got a better team. but the Knicks. But the thing is, I think KD will really be able to show what he could do with the Knicks, because I think the fact in Golden State, he plays within the system, and Westbrook, you know, he was, you know, when he played with Westbrook, Westbrook handled the ball more. I think if KD, his next team's going, I think he really wants to show how really great he is. I mean, he's already one of the greatest players ever.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about, like, handling the ball and stuff like that. He easily could put, like, a 35-5 season up, easily.
Oh, yeah.
This is how, this is how good he is.
I agree. He's a hell of a damn baller.
Yeah, so I think that would be the next level. Like, oh, you really see how good KD is. But I don't know if that Knicks hassle is worth it, man. And then the fact of, the, you know, of course you're going to get the money regardless. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see if he goes to the Knicks, man. So, you know, I don't know. I just thought, when I thought, saw that, I was like, oh, man. Because I didn't really want to get too much into playoff stuff, because you're still like four games left. But we can talk about your we can talk about lottery teams and stuff like that. So what's, like, y'all, what's, you know, what's the, what's y'all next thing for success, man? I see y'all got the y'all got the sheriff coach, man. So what's the next step? They got some niggas I ain't even heard of, the Bulls. And yeah, that was my, on Twitter, like Walter Lemon Jr. He's like, he's representing this city. Yeah. I said, what city is that from? I thought I seen that nigga at FedEx. And I ain't even shitting on FedEx. I'm, I don't know the Bulls, these Bulls guys are.
Yeah, my Bulls team. It starts in the front office, and you know, y'all have heard me say it before. Gar and Pack got to go. Them two idiots are just, they are just as much of a shit show as the president of the United States. I mean, it's from the top down. They will say, oh, you know, we're not tanking. It's trying to win games. Blah blah. No, that's bullshit. You put guys out there that, again, like Mike Jay just said, we was seeing at FedEx or at the local cell phone kiosk the other day, they out here balling. So, and like I say, all you can do is, they're going to be a lottery pick. You know, I'm hoping that they could get one of the top three picks, you know, and then go from there. I mean, after Zion, you gotta kind of look at your roster. I mean, you gave Zach LaVine a bunch of money. Dunn is actually playing well. And you got Mark Kanan, who's a hell of a damn basketball player. So you got to find a guy that's going to, in the draft, is going to complement some of those pieces. You know what I mean? Now, Zion, that's a once in a lifetime. You just got to take him. But if you don't get that number one pick, then you got to really start to look at, okay, who can we get that's going to go with this talent? Because I haven't really seen it. We picked up, I can't even remember his damn name, from Duke last year, who plays the same exact position as Lauri Markkanen and does a lot of the same things as Lauri Markkanen, but just not as good. So, I mean, you got this guy that you're like, you know, we could try to play him at the, you know, stretch four and Markkanen at the five, or we could play him at the three and Markkanen at the four. It just don't work. He doesn't have that skill set. He's just kind of been, you know, a typical Duke quote-unquote big man. So, I mean, I think that was a waste to pick for me.
Who was y'all going to get? That's what I'm saying. Y'all picked like ninth, right?
Yeah, I mean, but here, the other thing about it is I don't remember if Mo Bamba was still there, if he went right before the Bulls pick. I don't remember.
I think he was already gone.
So that would have been the pick, or I can't think of his name now. Bridges. That would have been a good pickup. Bridges would have been a good pickup, but he was definitely still available for the Bulls to pick up in the draft. So I think he would have went well and complimented LaVine well and Markkanen. And he would have ran well with Dunn too. So I don't know. Like I said, outside of Zion, if you get the number one pick, ain't there's no fucking way you don't pick Zion. But outside of that, I think you really need to look at guys that are talented, can fit with your team. I think Ja Morant, you know, he would be a good fit. I know it would kind of, you know, take away from Dunn, you know, and I know that he's a little bit ball dominant. So LaVine doesn't work well without the ball, but to me, in my opinion, I think Ja Morant's a hell of a damn talent. He's almost at that Zion level where it's like, man, you know, as a guy you don't pass, you know, you pass up. If you look at Barrett, if you pick up Barrett as the Bulls, do you let, you know, LaVine run the two and Barrett run the three, you know, or vice versa? So I don't know. I think you just got to really look at the guy's ceiling and what you have available and what you got on your team. That's my opinion.
Yeah, man. So, you know, we'll see. So we'll talk about more about, you know, the NBA draft and NFL draft coming up. And actually, on a random note, man, I'm going to the NFL draft in a couple weeks, man. So
hey, that's what's up.
Yeah, so definitely gonna go down there and check it out, man. So we'll be able to.
So share some light on. I know your Pacers got a big game tonight. You know, they win, they get home court. You know, they lose. Yeah. You know, they're probably gonna be playing in Boston a lot. So, you know, I gave y'all a big rundown on my Chicago Bulls. Let's let Mike J give some NBA.
Oh man, it's a big game, man. I'm gonna be rushing home to watch it, man. My kid got a recital tonight, so I'm gonna definitely be, you know how it is, man. You got dad. Got to do all that stuff, but it's really nothing I can say. When you got to get home court, because I think if we can get Boston at home, Boston has more talent than us because of the fact that we don't have our best player. That's fine, right, whatever. Right. It's part of what it is. But I think if you get Boston down, I don't think that team necessarily likes each other. Just, I think the chemistry is off. Which I said earlier on our NBA preview was like, it's one thing to be the man, and then Kyrie like, no, I'm the big homie. Them niggas looking like, man, you ain't the big homie. You LeBron little nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I just think that's been the whole thing, the whole season in Boston. It's a team that don't like each other. If you get a team that doesn't like each other and has adversity, you can get an upstart to get them. But the Pacers have to have home court. And they got to get over the injuries because I know the other night when Wes Matthews was out and Tyreek Evans was in, man, he's like 1-for-10. I have been so disappointed with him. I know he's had been banged up a little bit and had some issues going on in his personal life. Damn. It just not worked, man. You know, Wes Matthews has played pretty good. You know, they just happened to catch him off the scrap heap, man. But, you know, it's just as a fan, this is frustrating because, you know, the Pacers have the money, you know, to get a guy, like a superstar guy, but the superstars, they never really come to the smaller markets. They only come to the Midwest.
So I was going to ask you this question before we transition out of NBA. I got a little bit more NBA talk because Mike J and I both love basketball. And you brought up the Pacers. You brought the Pacers having money, and you've been able to land a guy. So my question is, I was going to ask you about Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker, in my opinion, he's a hell of a damn basketball player. But I don't know if he's a team guy that can get you to a championship. You know what I mean? So I was going to ask your opinion. Would you want your Pacers to go after a guy like Kemba, you know, to bring him here and pair him with Victor, or are him and Victor too much alike?
Well, I mean, I think Kemba is a guy that the late second shot clock can get you a bucket. Vic can get one too, but Kemba with that three can get you. The only thing about guys like that who rely on quickness, Kemba's what, 6 foot? And when guys are the 6 foot and rely on quickness, he's 29 now. So you max him out at a contract, you give him a 4-year deal, he's 33, 34 years old, and you don't know how his game is going to translate into, like, you know, once he loses. Because, you know, he's a great player, but even a guy like Chris Paul, he's like a little more stout than Kemba as far as, you know, he's just a bigger, stockier guy. But still, you know, you can see, like, damn, CP didn't lost a step. So it'll be interesting, man. I think Kemba's, you know, he's never had to play. He's never even played with any, like, multiple good players being in Charlotte, man. So I definitely think he's an assassin. I wish they would have went after him in the trade deadline. But I don't know if otherwise is going to max him out or, you know, what they're going to do in Charlotte. Because it's all well and good to say, hey, you know, I walk away from the money. But Kemba can possibly walk away from $80 million. And I don't know if I'm walking away from $80 million, though. I mean.
So that being said, and with this offseason, you know, kind of potentially being a big one, Where do you see some guys end up landing? But more so for your squad, who would you like to see them go after? Either big name or mid level guy.
Well, I think it was changed for me for the Pacers because, you know, my man is playing a lot better. Was it Boban Bojanovic?
Oh yeah, Bojanovic.
Yeah. So he was making ten. Boban Greek damn near make double that. So you got to sign him because shooters are at a premium and he can shoot the ball and he's been playing a lot better defense and he has been trying to get his own shot. So the money, I didn't think, because last year he had some good games in the playoffs, he kind of flamed out. So I wasn't expecting too much anything from him this year.
What do y'all do with Sabonis?
Sabonis is still on his rookie deal.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
He's on his rookie deal. So when it comes time for Sabonis to get paid, you got to pay him, too, like you pay Miles. Because, like, the other night they played, I think Miles had 15 or 13, and Domas had something similar. Eventually, you want to get them to the point where they can actually play alongside each other, but it's just still going to take some work because the spacing and everything else like that. But, you know, I think the Pacers is probably going to have to resign their core, and they also need – I mean, people are anti-Thaddeus Young, but you got to have chemistry. You got to have a leader.
Hey, man, I like that, man.
And he's the leader on the team. You have to have that because you see teams that don't have it, like, and it go, and again, as soon as adversity hits, they go down in flames. Look at a team like, you know, look at a team like the Bulls, right? And I'm not even picking on the Bulls. Just take for example, right? All that stuff happened with the coach and these cats are saying we ain't practicing and all this type of stuff. if you don't, I mean, they had, you know, Robin Lopez and those type of guys, like, hey, we got to do this, but we don't have, like, guys that the young guys look to suit for leadership. Yeah, this is how you'll see potentially go. Look at Minnesota, and they had Jimmy Butler. If they had an OG player like, yo, Jimmy, we ain't going to do this, and step to Jimmy, then I think a lot of that stuff would have been alleviated. Even if you trade them, just like, it'll, out of that drama, be alleviated. But you got to have somebody who sets the tone as far as work ethic and everything else, and people who respect and they listen to, and the guy gives respect back. So, you know, if the Pacers re-signed Bohan and Young, I wouldn't be upset. Just, you know, maybe I wouldn't re-sign, like, Corey Joseph or Collison. One of them have to go. But, yeah, it would be interesting to see, man. But back to, like, I'm looking at the NBA in general, I think this is gonna be a big off season, man. Cause I'm curious to see if a guy like Kawhi doesn't, you know, if he decides to move on, does he stay in Toronto? And a team like the Clippers, who have all this money, and the Lakers, who have money for a max guy, like, battling each other. Because I couldn't see turning down playing for the Lakers, but I think now the Clippers are, you know, better coach and they have a better organizational structure. But it's still the Lakers. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't imagine and not having a chance to put on the purple and gold. I mean, it's just, I'm a big history buff, and that's like the Lakers are like the Yankees. You know what I mean?
And so in that scenario, like you said, there's a lot of talk about guys going to the Knicks. You know, you got your Durants and all those cats out there. Do you see, or which of those guys do you see potentially going to the Lakers? Like in your probability, not saying we don't know anybody, but your probability. Man,
I don't think the guys that actually would fit. Like, the guy that would fit the best would be Klay Thompson, the guy that doesn't need the ball but can give you space, and he's a two-way player. But I can't see him leading Golden State. I mean, just for why, you know? Right. I don't know, man. I wouldn't be – honestly, in my heart of hearts, think the Lakers are going to strike out again. If they can't trade for AD, I think they're going to strike out again.
Interesting.
I don't see it, man. I mean, they struck out before. I mean, you know, of course they got Magic, and Magic is charming and everything. And, you know – but I think that they're going to strike out again in free agency.
That's an interesting look. I can see it happening.
You know, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'll come out and own it. But I think the Lakers, put it right here. Today is April 4th, April 5th. April 5th? April 5th, 2019. Mike J says the Lakers are going to strike out as far as a superstar in free agency. And they won't make the trade. And they won't be able to complete the trade unless they get like a high lottery pick to get Anthony Davis.
All right. You heard it here first, y'all. Man, y'all heard it here first.
All right, man. So, y'all get any more NBA hot takes, my brother?
No, sir. No, sir.
Yeah, man. So, I'm excited for the playoffs, man. So, I guess we can get into more of that once the actual season ends. We'll do, like, a little breakdown on the next pod. So, we kind of break down the series and all that type of stuff, man. So, let me ask you this before we get into this Nipsey thing. Have you got your tickets for Infinity Wars yet?
No, I've been, speaking of striking out, I have struck out twice, but I keep hearing the different shows are being added. So I'm hoping to land either that Thursday night or sometime that Friday. I've already kind of got a tentative that if something does open up on that Friday, I will be going. I don't care what time of day it is. I'm just going to be out of work. So I'm trying to land some tickets as we speak, but as different shows are being added, should I say.
You know, they people, I haven't got them yet. My lady, she's a handles all that type of stuff. Because, you know, if it's up to me, I'll be like, oh, man, my bad. And I watch it, but, you know, I'm not into it like she is and like you guys are. You know, that's when I say you guys, I'm talking about our grown man, it's, you know, our extended family. Excuse me. But, yeah, I just seen people putting them tickets up on eBay and, like, somebody puts a ticket up for $15,000. I'm like, what the? Yeah, I mean, I personally think eBay should be like, don't even, like, put that up there. Like, that should be canceled. But there's no way. There was no way I would pay more than the regular price for it. And hell, it'll be, you know, it'd probably be on a fire stick before then. You know what I'm saying? Not that I'm gonna watch it, but still, I want to see it. But I wouldn't feel like it. I ain't paying more than normal price for a damn movie. You know what I'm saying? Right. But it'd be interesting, man. I don't 3 hours, dog. I fell asleep during the last Star Wars, so 3 hours. Gosh. All right.
It could be four and a half, five. I'm gonna be right up in that bad boy.
Three hours, I'm pretty much know that she probably knows she's gonna get slobber on her shoulder because I'm gonna be out. I'm gonna be knocked out, man. But bro, I really, you know, I mean, to me, man, talking about this Nipsey thing, this hit me hard, bro.
A couple times we didn't talk this week, man. You've been you can't let it. I shouldn't say you can't let it go, but it's been on your mind, man. I could tell because you have been a little different. I'll say that. You've been a little different in conversations and just the nature of the conversation we've had, you know, surrounding this topic. But I'm going to let you shine. This is your moment.
Yeah, because, you know, for me, it's just like I remember I had just yelled that Duke lost. Yeah, I hate – everybody who knows me and knows I hate Duke. And then I seen my homeboy Fife. Shout out to Fife. Hope you're enjoying the merch. He had retweeted Nipsey talking about it's good to have strong enemies. And then, like, literally, like, 2 minutes later, I'm just scrolling up, and I see somebody whose podcast I listen to on the ad podcast said, oh, man, I hope this Nipsey stuff ain't true. And she's like, we can't lose him. I was like, oh, man, Nipsey got shot? Then I said, TMZ, you know, he said he got gunned down, right? I was like, oh, but this is before they made it official that he had passed away. And it affected me in a few ways, man. And I guess for me, going back to it, I was 14 when Tupac died, and I was 14 when Biggie died, right? So it was a difference. I was like, man, they dead. But, you know, we was kids. But now, yeah. As a 33-year-old man, I was upset when Pimp C died. I remember calling all my friends, like, yo, man, Pimp C is dead.
I remember that.
I remember coming home from therapy. You know, I had hurt my shoulder, and I called Bowtie. I called my boy Dat, and I called my boy Dre Day. Shout out to Dre Day. See you in a couple weeks. And I was like, yo, man, y'all ain't gonna believe it. Pimp C is dead. And in this is different, man. Number one, the fact that people, they posted his murder on social media.
Bruh,
that just, like, it was just like, yo, and I'm not one of those people that's just saying, like, I ain't never seen no wild stuff on life. I didn't, you know, but posted that man's murder on social media.
And they just, like, kept on reposting
stuff. Like, I wasn't even trying to see it. I'm just scrolling. Next thing I know, I'm seeing this man lose his life.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see that. And then I seen people posting Lauren London's response. You know, when she's in a hospital, people, like, recording her running in. And it's everything that goes along with. And for me, and I'm going to be honest with our grown man and his family, I was in college. My uncle was murdered. And it took a lot out of me. He was murdered, was shot outside his house, shot in the leg, shot in the back, and then shot in the back of the head, execution style. Had a closed casket funeral. It took a lot out of me. It was a lot of rage and anger and hate that dwelled in me because I wanted to kill them niggas. I'm going to be honest with you. Of course, I didn't because, right. You know, I didn't know who did it. And I had to, you know, rely on my faith to get me through that. And seeing Nipsey, like, lose his life like that for a dude that gave his all and was there. And then, and I found out later the only reason he was there at his own store and that place that he owns, that property, he owns that, was because he was a friend of his that just got out of jail. He needed some stuff, some help when he come home, get some clothes and stuff. So Nipsey left without his security. This is show love. And to see my man gunned down like that and people's responses. Yeah. Yo, that hurt me, man. Like, I can't even front. Like, I was listening. And my homeboy Fife put me on a Nipsey when he used to work for me. I was like, yo, who's this cat Nipsey Hussle? When I first heard the name, I was like, I ain't feeling his name. That reminds me of Nipsey Russell. You know what I'm saying? I just, because, you know, so I was just like, all right, let me check it out. So I think he put me on the Marathon or Crenshaw, one of the two first. I was like, yo, he rapping. I'd heard him, but, you know, I hadn't really went out my way to listen. And it's not about the fact of the music Nipsey did. I'm not saying Nipsey was my favorite rapper, but I really enjoy his music. I put Nipsey on that level, going through his discography like Big Crit. I really enjoy it. But to see somebody was giving back to his community, man, and showing so much love, and then, like, going back, thinking about him, really putting his thoughts on my uncle being murdered. That hurt me to the core, man. And to see and then see the lames come out, like, reposting that stuff. And, like, this dude, I noticed this one cat. He was like, oh, now I see a lot of Nipsey fans with, like, that stupid-ass emoji. I'm like, yo, this man has lost his life, and you talking about some smug-ass stuff? Like, I want to smack the shit out of you. You got baby teeth in your mouth. Like, it pissed me off, man. It's just like, yo, I knew you was, a somewhat of a lame, but there's nothing worse than when you knew somebody's – you think they okay, and then they show all they lame sucker-like tendencies, man. Man, just pissed me off. And, you know, I didn't get into the whole Dr. Sibby stuff or anything like that. Just to be honest,
that is an angle that is running real heavy. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't nothing like that, bro. That's not,
excuse me.
Bless you. That's nigga shit. And I'm not using nigga. I'm using that's hate. I mean, because the man went up there, shook his hand, got me, you know, I guess, the, you know, I don't know what, got mad and came back and shot him. That ain't no that ain't no damn government conspiracy. He was just mad and hate. He probably said something you didn't want to hear, and you went back and shot him. I don't know, man. It's just, this one affected me. Like, this, to be honest, we couldn't do the show last week because I know Bowtie had some stuff going on. I had some stuff going on, and we didn't want to go 2 weeks without a show. But,
we talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about that before. It's like, yo, we got to get this in, man. But this was rough, man. Like, I was usually when it's like we're putting the show together, I can find like content and jokes and everything else to go through. But to see that young brother lose, is like 33, man. Like
33 years old, man.
We 37,
and it's more than music. You know, what I'm saying? Like, that's the part that it's more than music. It's more than, you know, the entertainment industry bullshit and, you know, all of that superficial shit. And because that's what it is. This is superficial crap. But what that man really was, what he was doing with his family, with his wife, you know, his children, what that man was doing in his community, how he was trying to not only give back and promote his community, but trying to educate his community on how to do these things. Like, it's more than all that bullshit that you see on TV and glamour and glitz and Hollywood and all that. I'm talking about the substance that this young brother was bringing to his community. That's the part that's just like, man, wow. Like, that's devastating because he was doing so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So much for the community now, but he was doing so much to build that community for the future. Like you said, putting people in situations for education, trying to educate people on how to, you know, get that money and regain their neighborhood and own property and, you know, all of those type of things. Like, this brother was in the community trying to do that type of stuff, which is far more important than the bullshit you see on TV. And that's the devastating part right there, because this young man is gone. The knowledge base that he has, the things that he's been through. Okay, people are like, oh, well, you know, he used to do this back in the day and do this and do that, blah, 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 it's karma, but fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? Because an individual deserves the ability to try to change and make themselves better, number one. But number two, I'm not saying, you know, one good deed outweighs a bad deed. But when you're trying to actively and visibly do so many good things, it's a shame and it's tragic for you to lose your life in the midst of doing all those things. So it's like Mike Jake said, this was a tough one. And I don't really get into a whole bunch of celebrity deaths and all that type of stuff. It's just kind of like, oh, man, you know, I'm sorry that they lost their life. But it doesn't really typically affect me, Bowtie Fresh, that way. And this one kind of did, man. No, I can't even lie. It really
did. This one hurt, bro. Like, this one's like, yo, man. I'm gonna keep it 100 with people because I make a lot of jokes. And I mean, usually when we do the thing, I'm more like, whatever. Stuff is, my life has sucked, and I've always been like, if you know, you would never know. I'll just throw you a joke or something like that. Just keep people off of it. I was just sitting there just listening on my way to work one day, and just like, not even like to the point of tears. This, I'm sad. You know what I mean? It's like a sad, eerie. This one hurt. Cause, I mean, you young, man. You're not even about the age thing. You giving back. You doing what we want. You know, I give back in ways. I don't have Nipsey's resources, but I give back the money I give. I'm specifically the money. Like, I want to do this. The POE I'm at, I'm helping to give back. Anybody, I will try to help you. This brother was going above and beyond because he easily could have been like, yo, I done made it out the hood. I'm going to go open up a store and wherever, and people, and I can price it even higher and higher and higher people and go on by my day, and people want to come down just to, they'll be able to get the Crenshaw feeling without having to come to Crenshaw. Did all that type of stuff, man, and just to be killed like that. And I think the part that hurts the worst is like going back to my uncle. It's just like, you know, my uncle was killed, like just getting killed outside his mama's house. And being laid there, and then seeing this animal, and I'm gonna call this man an animal. You shoot this man, he he's gone. You kick him. What type of weirdo stuff is that? And I wasn't like going. I just had to be scrolling on my timeline. I see this. This one, like Biggie and Pac was like, I love their music, but I was 14. You know, I ain't know nothing about being a man. I was still trying to figure it out, or figuring out freshman year of high school.
Right.
But to see somebody in close to in our age lose their life, who's giving back, the Pimp C one hurts. I feel like we arrived out of so much music because Pimp C went to jail. Nipsey thing hit me as a man. And I think this is like the first time, you know, I've had rappers, you know, people die. I was like, oh man, it sucks. But this one hurt. Like, I didn't want to do the show. I didn't want to get on here and it's like, you know, I didn't want to do, you know, just to do RIP Nipsey. Like, I probably did anything else. And I, you know, but this one hurt, man. And I'm still just kind of like, I was talking to my lady the other day. And like, every time we talk, like, yo, I'm still thinking about Nipsey. And I'm not one of those people that are like, I can't name every song off a Nipsey album. Like, it's not even about the music. I like it.
Yeah. It's not about. It's more than that, man.
It's about losing his life, man. And it's always about brothers and sisters losing their life for dumb stuff. And this wasn't even like, oh, he was shooting and he shot back and dude just got hit. No, he ain't have no gun on him, nothing. I mean, this to be killed like an animal by somebody. It just, like, this was going to hurt for a while. Dude, and no one deserves that, but dude didn't deserve that at all, man.
Yeah.
This one.
And then you know, to take it even steps further, I've been seeing that, what's his name? Chris Darden is now representing.
Yeah. And, you know, some people calling him like a house nigga and all this stuff. You know, I understand he's an attorney. You know, my thing is kind of weird because Chris Darden, I don't even think is a criminal attorney. When I was reading, right, this, he does like white collar crime, like, and drug type things. So I don't know. Like, you know, he's a lawyer. That's his job. I mean, regardless, if he had a public defender, it was still somebody's job. I can't talk about the legal system in one way and then get mad at the other. You know, Chris Darden, you know, whatever. You know, he got beat by Johnny Cochran in the case of the Chancery. You know, he just wasn't equipped like that.
But yeah.
It's just more than that, man. It's just the people retweeting that stuff, sending it out. And then this, you just see, like, I think what hurts me more is just the lame that comes out of people, man. You know how, like, Mayo runs through Caucasians? The Infinity Stone?
Right.
The Infinity Stone ran through that gave Thanos the power. I seen this young brother who I know try to have a relationship to help this brother. And I to see him say something like, I was like, yo, you, like, such a lame with baby teeth in your mouth. And you're a grown-ass man. And you're a sucker.
Yeah.
And once I see that, and folks who know Mike J, once I see the suck on you, and I'm not talking about streets, I'm talking about suck as a man and character, I don't want nothing to do with you. Like, I can never talk to you again in my life and be good. And I saw that out there, young man. And it's so disappointing. But, so it's this one was tough, man. So, I, you know, I'm glad we did the show. It always helps, you know, when I'm going through. You know, like the bow tie, I was talking about some different things we're going through in our personal lives.
All right.
But the Nipsey stuff, man, it's like a punch that I haven't got over yet. And
it don't take a minute, man. Yeah, this was a rough one.
this is a rough one. Like, and it is, for me, it is linked when you've lost somebody to murder, and especially at least on my case, my uncle was unsolved. And see this, it always goes back to this a part of pain that I don't want to ever revisit again.
Right.
So, so like I said, from Mike J, I'm dedicating, you know, I will never speak for you, but I'm dedicating my part of the Grown Man Ish podcast episode to Nipsey, man.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely will be doing the same to not only Nipsey, but to Lauren London and the rest of their family. You know, his
brothers.
Everyone always has family and friends and that. No, I dedicate this part, dedicate the multi-fresh part to the family, man. His people, man. So. His definitely, people, man. Rest in power, Nip, man.
Yeah, rest in power, man. So, I've been going through the catalog, and Nipsey can rap. So I'm like a rap type. Even if you rap some gang, he can rap. So I'm gonna miss more of him like his interviews and him like giving back to the community, giving game than anything else in music. I got the music. I can always go back to it, but yeah, man. So that's some hurt. But also, man, I read, and this is the last thing, I was reading his brother was on Good Morning America. He's talking about he got the call, and he said his brother was like, you know, he said Nipsey was still breathing. He was like going through how he was doing CPR and everything. And, you know, and he said he didn't realize his brother got shot in the head until they put him on the gurney, and he seen like the, you know, the bullet hole. And he just got the guy shot Nipsey in the back of the head. Or maybe that's where the bullet went through. I don't know.
Damn.
But I don't know, but Bowtie, man, give us something to close us out, man.
Yeah, man. So just to close everybody out on something positive for the week, but from the positive word from Bowtie Fresh is manifest what you expect, reflect on what you desire, become what you respect, and mirror what you aspire. I'm just gonna let that sizzle. I'm not gonna go into any explanations for it or whatnot, but just let that sizzle on you for a minute, and you know, reflect on. reflect on that word and hopefully it can, you know, lead you into some positive stuff for the week.
Yeah, for me, man, it's just, if you got your people, man, it's just always know that you know, let them know you love them, man, because life is short. And, you know, people in my life, you know, I hope y'all know I got love for y'all. And, you know, I ain't the type of person that's going to give you a poem about it and say all that type of stuff. But my family, you know what I'm saying? My niggas, you know, I got love for y'all. And y'all could judge me by saying niggas, but it's whatever. That's just how I'm expressing myself. But, man, it's just, that's it, man. So y'all hold your heads, man, and, you know, rock with us. Appreciate everything. I know this ain't the typical, like, joke all the time like we usually are and try to entertain and give you politics and stuff, but this one, you know, I feel like we should be able to show vulnerability as black men and as grown man-ish. So, yeah. So appreciate
it. That's part of being a grown man, right there, is having the span and the gauntlet. You got emotions of all kinds. You know what I'm saying? And you know, you got part of being a grown man is dealing with that tough stuff. You know, everything ain't always good, and you know, unicorns and confetti and all that type of stuff. You got to make difficult decisions and work through difficult things in life. This is just one of them, man. So, you know, shout out to everybody who continues to rock with us and support the Grown Man-ish podcast and promote the Grown Man-ish podcast. And we still going to kick it. We're going to be kicking it tough, and we're going to kick it with y'all next week when we record. So, you know, I know y'all be looking forward to it, and we'll see y'all then.
All right, man. Appreciate y'all, man. Love all y'all been holding us down, man. And we catch y'all next week.
No doubt. Peace.